A state Senate bill aims to change which maps local floodplain administrators have to rely on when granting construction permits. It passed out of committee last week and now heads to the full Senate for consideration. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports flood experts and environmental groups worry more Hoosiers could be at risk for floods if the bill becomes law.
Some counties have granted permits using federal flood maps instead of the state's, leading to disputes with homeowners that didn't know they were in a flood zone. Proponents of the bill say Indiana's maps are too restrictive, but others would call them more protective. FEMA itself has said its flood maps are outdated. Some areas of the state haven't been mapped by FEMA at all, says Jared Hahn. He's president of the Indiana County Surveyors Association and on the state's drainage task force. Hahn remembers the most common things he would hear from flood victims as a first responder.
I didn't know I was in a flood zone. I'm not in a map flood zone. How am I flooding? I didn't know my homeowner's insurance didn't cover this. And the last one is we lost everything.
Instead of passing the bill, groups opposed to it suggest better educating local floodplain administrators and informing the public when new state flood maps come out. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.
Because of local ordinances, some floodplain administrators would still be required to check the state's maps before issuing permits, even if the bill becomes law.